Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform from the inside out, so does our world, so does the U.S. economy, so does the world's economy. It starts with each of us. We do this each day by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 49. Be fully conscious. Be aware of the truth within, and live it daily. Be fully conscious. Be aware of the truth within, and live it daily. You know, it's so easy and understandable that in our everyday lives, when things don't go the way we expected them to go, when the rug seems to be pulled out from beneath us, as it was most dramatically in the middle of October 2008, when the walls of life, whether they be financial, health, relationships, careers, seem to fall down and break apart, it is so easy and understandable that in that moment of crisis, we oftentimes forget about the truth within us. We forget to be fully awake, aware on all levels. We seem to fall into the human trap of believing literally the external factors and forgetting about the higher truth, aware that all is well, there is a right and perfect way for us. We are protected and guided at all times, that we are spiritual beings living through this human experience, and all things are always happening for us to master divine love. This is a life university. It is not our only life. It is our life university. To really live from this place inside of us instead of outside of us. To stop being the effect of things that happen seemingly to us and recognize that everything is always happening for us. And if it looks on the surface of things as difficult, hard, painful, filled with loss, it is so important to remember who we are and why we are really here. So many people are looking for their life purpose. What can I do? What is my gift? How may I best serve? And yet the greatest service you can do for yourself and humanity is to respond to all things from true divine love. That energy inside moves, as the saying goes, mountains. That energy of staying one with your God consciousness within you, seeing the goodness in all things, seeing the higher purpose in all things. When things go one way, you discover that you can go another way, to find the passage in the storm, to see the sun rising again after the storm. To stay centered in God consciousness, this truth within you, this inner wisdom that is not affected by outer reality. And to live from this place, live in joy because you are, not because of what happens to you. To live in peace because you are, not because of what is happening outside of you. To live connected to the source of your being, not to outer sources who appear to be your salvation. This is to be fully conscious, aware of yourself, your feelings, and your thoughts. Aware of the truth inside. Especially during these crises. All of these things are part of living. We live life, oftentimes it seems like on a roller coaster. We're riding high, things are going great, something out of the blue happens, and we go falling straight down. We fall, it seems, into a dip, and then it seems to take all of our energy to get back up to the next higher hill. And sometimes it's one hill after another hill, and then we seem to be going around a curve. Life oftentimes seems like we're riding a roller coaster. It is for you to connect inside to this higher truth, to stay centered and grounded in the true reality of who you are, to align yourself to this truth, to agree on God's terms, not other people's terms, to be totally sincere, in agreement, conforming to this peace and love who you are, to this inner wisdom that knows the before, the current, and the future of all things. This is really why we are here. Now, we have a choice at all times. And depending on where you are in your many lives, you may respond in different ways. Sometimes you'll see people seem very mature. These people have been through life university many times, and they're not in first or second grade anymore. They've moved up the line. They've graduated to higher and higher levels. They have more moments of being aware of who they really are. They are awakened from sleeping through life. And sometimes we seem to get one situation after another in the same life that awakens us more and more to know the truth of our being, to not depend on others to fix us, to help us, to save us. We come inside. We come to know this life force that is greater than any one of us. We reside, rest, align from this place. That's to live it daily, to act in accordance with this truth of our being, to carry out one's life from this place. And those are the people who you seem to see something in them, about them, as they seem to stay centered and grounded no matter what is happening around them. They come back to their inner compass, to their inner awareness of who's really in control and what is really the source of my good. So they live in this place called peace, and they seem to emit this powerful light of love. And in the process, they share more and more of this power that's within them, outside of them, bringing this not just to their world, but to our world. You, dear ones, are on this path. That's why you are here. To fully be conscious. Fully aware, awake, intentional in your every thought and feeling. Conscious when you're thinking human thoughts and caught up in the human drama, or staying centered and flowing in the energy of love. Conscious to not judge and make wrong another or yourself. Staying in this energy of divine love. Aware that that is who you are. You and God are one. And therefore, that is the truth that you live from. And that is the source of your daily inspiration, peace, joy, and happiness. You are no longer, or learning to no longer be, at the effect of the outer world. You do not get your inspiration to live from outer things. Your joy, your happiness, your harmony is not based on what happens to you or to others or what others think about you or say about you. You are aware of who you are, not from your ego, personality self, from an inner knowing, resting from this place inside. I am a child of God. I am one with God. I see and respond to things from this higher place called love. And these knowingness allows you to flow through life versus getting stuck in life. Now, it doesn't mean you haven't been stuck now and then. Being on this path means you're now awakened. You're more aware. You're aware of your thoughts and feelings. And you don't have to hang out there for years or months. It may be a day, it may be an hour, it may be a second. And then there'll be a point where you simply turn inside, connect with this truth, receive the higher wisdom, and act and speak, feel and think from love. This is to be aware of this truth within and to live it daily. That is, honestly, our real purpose for being here. You know, life is like multidimensional. This is dimension that when we remove all the other layers, is at the core of our cellular being. To be one with divine love. To be one with the power and presence of God. To be one with God. To be fully aware of God within us. To be fully aware of this consciousness, which is us. And the more we come to live from this place, and the more people who do, this is how we transform our world, the world. It doesn't mean bad things are good things. It doesn't mean we want more of what appears to be disruption and loss and lack and destruction. It means we do not give in to human tendencies on the surface level of our basic five senses. We rise up from a place called love inside ourselves, blessing the situation, going inside for higher guidance, knowing all things happen for divine purposes, and from a multidimensional perspective, from a God perspective, what it appears to be is not what it is. I know it is not always so easy to live from this place. And yet, the more you do, the more healing that will take place, more rapidly it will happen. And the more this world will be just the human cry all over the world, peace on earth. Peace on earth. In our lifetime. Well, in our lifetime means many things. For those of us who believe we've been here many times, we can see the greater meaning of in our lifetime. So do not be at the effect of when it happens. It happens in God's time. And yet, more and more of us who come together recognizing and living from this higher truth, feeling sincere oneness with the love essence who we are, and being channels of love in our life, in the life of our family, communities, country, and all of Mother Earth, the more this transformation will take place under grace. And you will focus on the miracles and not the losses. Stay focused on the miracle, the oneness with all that is, all that is possible. Stay focused on love. Keep your heart open to love. Allow love to lead you in your next right steps, words, feelings. Take out time, as we will do in just a moment, to consciously connect to to this truth within you. Allow it to transform you. And as you are transformed, so is your world. So is our world. And all those things that bring you angst, from financial concerns to human relationships, to environmental issues, all these things will be transformed. It starts with each of us being fully conscious, awakened to the truth within us, and living from this place, connected wholly with divine love within us, allowing it to move us forward, flow with life, express life, be one life, transform life. I invite you now to join me in meditation, breathing in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Allowing yourself to simply float as if you are a leaf falling from a tree, ever so gently being pulled by your inner nature deeper and deeper into your heart center. Not controlling how you fall from this tree, or even when you will. Simply allowing your breath, like the winds of the atmosphere, to move you ever so gently into your heart center now, into your inner cosmos, the heavens above, within you now. Feel the peace, the infinite peace here for you. Open your inner eyes. See the color here for you. It may seem solid or pulsating. Simply allow yourself to be childlike and curious. And there, notice the light, like a twinkling star inside of you. Focus on this light. It may be a pinhole. It may be pulsating. It may be growing larger and larger. It may appear as if it's golden fairy dust, sparkling within you. Focus on the light at the core center of your being. As you breathe into it, feel, sense, be aware how this light is stretching out all directions within you, filling you with absolute peace. In the wisdom of the universe, the wisdom filling every cell and atom of your being. This wisdom that holds the energy of love. Feel this love being pumped through every cell and atom of your being. And wherever in your life, in your physical being, in your relationships, at your job, in your home, in your community, where you feel pain, pain for yourself, anguish, pain for others, pain of any sort, upset, anger, confusion, actual physical hurting. Focus this light inside on that which brings you pain. See this love light within you shining brightly on that which brings you pain. See and feel the master healer within you, spraying love energy on this seeming pain. Now, whatever it is that brings up anxiety, regret, loss, anger, confusion, fear, pain in all its forms, see and feel this light within, sending love to it now. Allowing divine love to work through it now under grace. See and feel the truth, divine love in you is resolving the situation perfectly now under grace. Knowing you are being brought right action, right words, easily and quickly now, people involved are being guided to do the right thing, to receive divine love. For divine love is more powerful than any other thought. See and feel divine love resolving this situation now. Expecting the miracle, even if you do not know what that miracle is. A knowingness, divine love is resolving the situation now under grace. Staying resolute in this knowingness. Absolute peace in this truth. That all is well. And you are being guided. Right feelings. Right words. Right actions. Feeling this pain dissolving now. Going back to the nothingness from where it came. As you are guided to know the higher truth. The mental source of the pain, so it may be released and you may fully live from this truth inside. I am one with divine love. I am one with God. I am always in the right place at the right time. I am divine love. I am love. Love is here for me now. Feel this peace that resides in you, this inner cosmos of pure peace. Love, light, God consciousness, who you are. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to live our life from this place. To be one with divine love, regardless of what is happening in our life, to listen and see it from this place and get the higher truth. Speak the higher words. Take the higher action. Resting assured, God has your back. And so as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle, slow breaths. Aware of our inner cosmos that's reflected in the midnight sky. Aware God's being, light, and love within us. Aware that's the source of our inner compass. Seeing the energy glowing within us as we breathe. And perhaps seeing ourselves as that leaf on the ground, ready to be renewed, used again for higher purpose. Becoming aware of your body temple, breathing into your hands and feet, squeezing them ever so gently, and into your heart and into your head. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Be consciousness of divine love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Remember who you are. I am in control of life. All is in God's timing. So be it. I am that I am, filled with divine love.
You are divine love. God bless. Namaste.